with Akiba Saidi, Program Director for Real-Time Collaboration at Lotus Software, which is, of course, part of the IBM Corporation. Today, we're going to be talking about the turning point of real-time collaboration and where Lotus will be taking us. How you doing today, Akiba?
I am doing just great, thanks. How are you?
I am excellent. Would you tell me, there's a lot of stuff happening in Lotus. The whole brand has been revitalized. What are we doing?
Well, we're doing an awful lot in the real-time space, and it's a perfect time to be doing it. As anyone working in business today knows, that a big focus for a lot of top executives is how you're growing revenue and growing the business, and people fundamentally are at the center of how innovation gets created and how competitive advantage gets created within an organization. And so real-time technologies have become a centerpiece and have become very, very important to an overall corporate strategy and how you're going to enable your virtual workforce, including those that you have to work with outside the company. The recognition that the speed that you can connect people together is the difference in whether you win the project, whether the bid gets closed on time, whether you are able to get your patent patented in time, whether you're able to get your research project through the drug trial process and actually into market before your competitor does. All of that hinges on how fast and how efficient and how well you can tap the expertise, how well you can connect people together, how well you can evolve the knowledge to be able to move the deliverables forward that are necessary, achieving sort of that speed, if you will. So that being a fundamental critical success factor for organizations, how well you collaborate has become a real focus. And so real-time technologies that actually allow you to find who you need, that help you do what you need to do instantly, being able to see whether someone's available, being able to share information, applications, be able to collaborate, you know, me sitting here in Boston today, working readily with my colleagues over in Europe, being able to talk to them through voice over IP, right, from my instant messaging client without ever out, having to pick up the phone, instantly finding who I need and having the conversation to be able to, you know, take back the answers and go do what I need to do. Being able to share information back and forth live is critical. And so what we're doing specifically is bringing out a new set of capabilities, a new release in Same Time, which I know you've got lots of people have told you all the great things about Same Time. But we really do view this as a fundamental game changer in the real-time space because we're moving out of the basis foundation space that we've been in of presence, instant messaging, and web conferencing as applications and as a product and really moving more towards a platform because fundamentally the value that can get created in solutions that are enabled by real-time technologies starts to take us in a whole new direction. So that's strategically where we're going is evolving into a real-time platform that can be not only a core deliverer of value in the form of the applications that you use, but also in the services that you can create your own value in applications.
Could you give us a couple of examples of what type of value you could create?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's, on the speed and accuracy of sort of communication and collaboration, let's take an example of an emergency response, for example. Tornado hits, there's a real-time notification that goes out. The team who is receiving the notification automatically can see on a map where the high-risk area is identified, and utilizing location services, utilizing directory services, can start to identify who the people are in the area that are affected. Back in the control center, they can start understanding, okay, who are the emergency personnel that I have available? Who are the right personnel? Is anyone located close enough to the scene to be able to determine who's the best person to respond or best group of people to respond? Can determine how to reach those people because if I can see their presence, I know that they are available. I know where they might be located. I know that they're reachable by a phone. I know what kind of a way that I can reach them. And once I send out a notification, whether you're on a cell phone, whether you're sitting at a desk, whether, you know, wherever you might be, and I can send out an invitation to bring the group quickly together and have a multimedia conference that allows us to talk live over audio, that allows us to share data through the web conferencing, even allows us to bring in video so we can visually be seeing each other all at the same time and collaborate on what the response is going to be. I can instantaneously build a solution around, all, leveraging all those kinds of services, finding the location, finding out who's available, who's the closest expert, all relevant to the fact that this tornado has hit a specific designated area.
How many decades from now will you be able to do that?
Yeah, many of these capabilities are available today. You know, a simple example is even in, you know, on 9/11 when the phone networks went down, the way that we all found each other in the organization was actually through instant messaging and through same time. Today, I can initiate, we've established relationships with many of the leading video and audio providers in the marketplace, and today, or coming with Sametime 7.5, you'll be able to, with your preferred provider, be able to integrate and have a multimedia conference available to you so that you can collaborate richly across the globe in real time. So many of these capabilities are today. The location awareness is a capability coming with Sametime 7.5 as well, where I can do things like what we're calling sort of mashups, where I can take that location service and apply it over a map of some sort and be able to automatically right-click on my team and see where all those people are sitting around the country and where they are located at that particular point in time. So lots of these capabilities are actually coming with the new release of Sametime.
Akiva, you got a lot of stuff going on. Is there a business partner play with this? Because it sounds like it's a natural for it if it isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the partner community and the developer community are those that will go create the solutions that drive a lot of the stickiness and the value in the marketplace. So when you look at Sametime in the past, you know, it's been a great product. But, you know, we haven't had as many service providers, for example, taking up on, you can implement the product, but there weren't necessarily lots of application development opportunities around it. And what we've seen since we've been describing the capability that's coming is our own internal services groups, as well as a whole community of partners, have begun developing skills and building their own custom plugins. We had over 80 in the beta partner program itself. We've got a number of solutions that we'll actually demonstrate as we take the product to market and release it, that will have a partner showcase, for example, that will have the sort of like a virtual trade show where you can come in and see the partner's demo. You can see what their solutions are, what they've created. We'll also have a catalog that will allow partners who create custom plugins specifically for the client to be able to certify and list those plugins so that any customer or any other partner can go search that catalog and find immediate sort of off-the-shelf plugins that have been written that they can add to their own solution. So we have seen a significant uptake in the partner community, really very interested because there's a lot of application expansion value as we're moving from product to platform, that they're already picking up on that. And so we have already seen the tide turn, if you will, and the level of momentum and the level of folks that are already starting to do things with the technology, even from a beta perspective. So it's been very exciting from that point of view. The ecosystem is a make or break with any platform. And so we have a significant focus around the ecosystem. We've announced, and if you look back across the history of what we've announced this year, you know, much of what we have announced is partnerships from the public IM vendors so that you can securely communicate with them, to a lot of the audio and video providers, et cetera. So lots of great, great stuff from a partner perspective. And we look at this as a joint value proposition into the marketplace.
Akiva, if someone's listening to this podcast and they're an IBM business partner or want to become one, where would they go to find out more information how they could get involved with this catalog?
Sure. There's actually a URL or an email address, sametime@us.ibm.com, and that goes right into our partner team who is managing the plugin catalog, and that should get you connected right up. There's also obviously the Partner World site, and you can go there as well to get the kinds of basic enablement and skills training that are education that's available as well on the product.
And if a customer wanted to see this catalog, is it available yet to see?
It's actually not up yet, but it will be by the time we actually go to our launch event, our kickoff event in September. So we will be putting it up sort of over the next 30 days or so, and it absolutely will be something that a customer can peruse, just as today we have a solution catalog that allows you to see any of the Note solutions or portlets available for our Webster Portal product. It'll be off of that same solution catalog off of the Lotus site.
So there'll be a ton of information there comes the release in September.
Absolutely.
This is what I'd like to close on, and this is real important, is that when somebody thinks about all the stuff you're talking about, the way I hear it is that you're getting ready to bring the world to the vanguard of collaboration and communications with some very, very cool technology that actually works, that's here now. It's not 29 years from now that Captain Kirk would be happy. Is that when they think about this, what's the capsule that they should think about in their mind of how this could improve their business?
Speed. Speed is the name of the game. You all work in globalized organizations, and your ability to affect how fast and how well you can do things is your ability to connect with other people and work with other people. There are technologies and tools that have advanced that, you know, and we believe we bring a rich, very, very rich set of capabilities to the market with Sametime that facilitate that, that allow you to operate as if you are sitting together. I mean, my own team, we spent, you know, a week ago, three of us in all sitting in our home offices doing planning for the next release of Sametime. We were together for 4 hours. We never picked up a telephone. We did everything via voice chat through our IM client. We had a web conference running the whole time. We were sharing controls back and forth. We were editing slides together. And we got through a very healthy set of planning sessions, and not one of us got on a plane.
And this day and age, that's a good thing.
And we didn't spend a dime on the audio conferencing either.
And it was free, right?
And it was free.
What more could anybody ask for? Free, efficient, Absolutely. And fast.
But that allows me to have, frankly, I mean, as a manager, that allows me to have employees who don't live in the same state that I live in. And that allows me to take the best skills that I can find towards what we're trying to accomplish and not have it to be located in the same space that I'm in and have us still be productive in doing the work that we need to do.
Kiva, that's really, really cool stuff, but I got to bring it down to earth a little bit. You guys are IBM at the end of the day. You're a $90 billion multinational. Is that sounds like it's like millions of dollars worth of stuff to make if the four of you have that planning session and not to have to travel. How much money would it cost to do something like that for a regular company?
You know, if it was $1 million a pop, I'd have a much easier time making my revenue.
Yeah.
It'd be real simple. No, but it's actually very affordable. And one of the things we've always differentiated ourselves around is we have integrated instant messaging presence and web conferencing, all as an integrated solution, a tremendous amount of value and capability, $55 per user at the retail price. It's a very, very, very value-driven price tag. So it's very affordable, whether you're a mid-market company or whether you're a large enterprise. It's absolutely good value for the price.
It costs only $55 per user? Okay, so the license is $55. What type of hardware has to be present for that to happen?
We're doing it all off of our PCs. So all we needed in that scenario, the voice, the instant messaging, the web conferencing, all of that is just all from our PCs. And just using the microphone on my PC. You know, lots of other folks, there are other tools you can do, like headsets and you know, special microphones. You can get a video camera and be able to, with many of our video partners, for example, be able to incorporate video into that as well, are all options that you could do in addition. But that sort of core base set of stuff, that same time, just from the PC. And the great thing about it, too, is that, you know, I can also, one of the things we announced earlier this year is a mobile client. So I can access my instant messaging. I can type in somebody's name and look them up. Not only do we run on Windows platform, but AIX or iSeries. From a client perspective, Windows or Linux, we've just actually announced this week that we're running a Linux client and we'll deliver the server next year. Any LDAP directory, including also support for Active Directory. So the types of investment choices you've made, we support. If you're a Notes customer, lots of strong integration points, presence in the context. But also, we just announced in June that we'll be doing the same thing if you're an Outlook and an Office user and you want to take advantage of Sametime in the context of those applications, we will provide that. So very, very strong value proposition and fits into the environment that you already have.
You'll have Sametime everywhere, it sounds like.
Sametime everywhere. Real time right now.
Wow. Is that you are definitely at the turning point of real-time collaboration. Is that I'd like to thank you. Is that was Akiva Saidi from Lotus at the IBM Corporation. Have a good day, Akiva.
Thank you. You too.